Rapid growth of online betting strains Ontario health services. Online sports betting is putting pressure on Ontario's health and addiction services. Senior clinicians warn. Bill Mara, chief executive of Hotel Dieu Grace Healthcare in Windsor, says a sharp rise in online betting activity has led to growing numbers of people presenting with gambling-related harms, including mounting debt and mental health deterioration. Hotel Dieu Grace already runs a dedicated program for gambling problems, giving Mara direct exposure to the clinical consequences. It is very difficult for anyone that's monitoring a sporting event, reading something online, or watching it live to not be exposed to online gambling enticements, Mara said. He argued that ubiquitous, aggressive marketing by operators increases the risk that casual bettors will move into problematic play, particularly people who are already vulnerable because of economic stress, mental health issues, or social isolation. Mara urged a more measured regulatory approach that balances consumer choice with protection, arguing that exposure itself is a demonstrable risk factor. Exposure tends to be associated with a higher risk of developing a problem in the first place, he added, linking the issue to broader public health concerns in Windsor and across Ontario, illicit operators and consumer protections. Health officials and regulators face a twofold challenge: a booming legal iGaming and sports betting sector, and a parallel market of illicit operators. In recent months, Canadian regulators, including the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, and the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG, have warned about fraudulent sites that mimic licensed brands to trick consumers. These illicit platforms often employ high-pressure incentives and confusing terms, making it difficult for consumers to distinguish legitimate offerings from scams. Mara and other clinicians say the result is more callers to treatment services who have lost savings or are facing identity and financial fraud, as well as gambling-related harms. Dr. Michael Roper, a public health researcher at Western University, said, "The rapid commercialization of betting platforms, combined with nonstop advertising, creates an environment where impulse decisions are normalized. For the most vulnerable people, that environment can convert recreational activity into a chronic health issue. Stronger consumer protection and clearer enforcement against illicit actors are essential." Provincial policy responses have been mixed. Ontario's regulated market has grown quickly since market liberalization, but critics contend that oversight of advertising and third-party marketing has lagged. Meanwhile, public calls for action have come from a range of voices: local healthcare leaders, academic researchers, and some elected officials, urging stepped-up enforcement and tighter limits on promotional tactics. Policy options and responses. Policymakers face tough choices. A complete ban on online gambling is widely regarded as impractical by both regulators and public health experts, given demand and the size of the legal sector. Instead, advocates point to targeted measures, stricter rules on advertising during live sports broadcasts, greater transparency around odds and payouts, mandatory loss limits, and easier self-exclusion tools for bettors. Charlottetown Senator Percy Down has publicly urged the federal government to consider stronger advertising curbs and pointed to European examples where blanket restrictions have reduced exposure. Some provincial leaders and public health advocates are calling for a united federal-provincial strategy to close loopholes exploited by offshore operators and to fund treatment services linked to gambling harm. For health systems like Hotel Dieu Grace, the immediate need is expanded treatment capacity, better data sharing with regulators, and public education campaigns targeted at at-risk communities, Mara said. Hospitals, regulators, and operators must work together to develop practical safeguards that do not rely on prohibitions alone. as Ontario continues to adapt to a rapidly changing iGaming landscape, the debate is likely to center on how to preserve consumer freedom while reducing the public health costs associated with pervasive online betting.